Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School, live in effect. Great segments today, man. As the wind is starting to pick up, the winds of change. And that's a great lead into the winds of change or what possibly could change involving NIL and your roster. And it doesn't really matter if it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever. I think I was thinking about this weekend, and I want you guys to, we all obviously, you know, we're not going to do the Kenny Shaq and Barkley thing. 1, 2, 3. Back to what? It's the chicken and the egg thing for me. And it's, do you just go out and raise a whole bunch of money and think you could essentially buy players? Or do you do a little bit of both? And then once you start winning and establish your kind of program, then obviously that money, you might not be as much dollar for dollar, but you'll be able to go out there and really pick and choose who you get. Because I think that's where people get confused. And I call it smokescreen by NIL. They think like, okay, everybody's going to come just because a whole bunch of money. There's a lot of other things that go into it.
Well, I mean, I can compare it in two forms. One, CBA style, Arena Football League style, there was a set budget for money for talent. You can make a decision. Let's say the magic number is $1 million and you need to get 40 players. You can chop that up evenly and say, okay, this is the baseline for what we're going to work with. Or I can say, no, I'm going to take half of it and put it into my 10 best players. And then everybody else gets their divide of that. What happens is good leadership is smart with that budget, whatever that budget is for whatever right. They're trying to accomplish. It's not the same for anybody. What it allows you to do is to make smarter decisions all over the place. Mm-hmm. One, at the bottom of the roster, I'm going to be smarter, better, because if there's a group that takes that million, splits the 40, and everybody gets their 25 grand or whatever it is you're working from, that's the baseline and the bottom for what you're going to do. I could make that number 15,000, but I could also go get me a Jay Foreman. I could go get, four guys who are dudes right. who are going to lead. What is that? Would you rather have 100 lambs led by a lion or 100 lions led, or 100 lambs led by a lion? How do you want it? It depends on who you are and how you lead.
Right.
Like, what's your plan of attack? How do you want to go do it? I've asked this of Nebraska. I had this conversation with the University of Virginia. I had this conversation with the University of Utah. Had this with Weber State, et cetera. And it was just that very thing that in talking NIL, the first thing I have to ask coaches, administrators, GMs, what's your number and what are you trying to do with it? No point in having a whole lot of money if you don't know. If you don't have a plan for $1 million, you don't have a plan for $10 million. You don't have a plan for $20 million.
Do you think that plan chases? I mean, really, the bottom line of the question, I guess, Austin, you can have a plan, but you got to identify your plan, though. Your part of your plan is how you play. It's just not a money thing, because does your plan change as you win, or does your plan change when you have to win? That's two different things, and it could be the same amount of money. I got $10 million, and I'm like, I don't know, what's a program? Like, we're Maryland or whatever that went to the last three bowl games. Or you're trying to get there, and you got $10 million. you're trying to get to a bowl game. It's the chicken and the egg.
Times change, circumstances change, but I also think TP's onto something. You have to know who you are above anything else. Know who you are, know what you want to be. You have to scout yourself better than anyone else does. If you don't know who you are, you're just going to throw money at a problem and hope something works, whether it's pouring that money into development or into acquisition, right? Sure. Know who you are, know what you want to accomplish, and that'll set the path. If it works, great, stay on it. If it doesn't work, okay, you can adjust to the new path. But like, I'm going to go to pro sports for this, yep. right? The Los Angeles Dodgers have the best of both worlds. They can pay Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts, but guess what? They've got a top five farm system in baseball. Same with the New York Yankees. What the Royals had to do was that they had to go spend to get money, right? They had one, maybe two interesting young pieces, but they supplemented with mid-level free agent signings. Spent money, but not crazy. And then you have like the Pirates, who have neither, right? No direction, no organization. They brought Skeens up, and he's been dominating. So their hope is they have to start by building it homegrown and hope to add later. So know who you are, know where you're at, but most importantly to what DP's saying, regardless of who you are or where you're at, have a plan.
Yeah, Washington back in the day, and it's that adjustment thing that you talked about, they started saying, we need to win up front, and it was going to be more effective. It was more economical to build lines first. They were going to pay less for the Hogs, the greatest offensive line to ever exist. They were going to pay less for the Hogs than they were going to pay for John Riggins.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it worked. You do that, and then it works. Dallas said, wait a minute. We've got to get stronger up the middle, but we also have to get faster outside. So we need to go and get the triplets. In order to do that, the 49ers said, in order to beat them both, we have to be more efficient with our money. We can't miss on the offensive lines. We're going to pay mid-level dollars, but we also can't afford. We have a GOAT out here at two positions. We can't pay our running back top dollar. They figured out how to make it work based on what they had and who they were competing with.
Take it back to college, right? I think USC's in the acquisition, right? Spend money, try to get big names. Kansas State is in the development, right? Here's what we have on the roster. Let's go get a coach to maximize it. And there are programs all the way in between.
Yeah. I mean, I see both sides. I just think I would err on the side of obviously spend prudently or whatever you want to call it. And then once I start winning, I can go and pay a price for a more known product versus, you know, essentially throwing a rock in the ocean and hopefully you're getting a boulder out of there. So,
if you've never had the best talent, so this is where the different level matters. High school, I can speak from high school that I've never gotten to recruit. I don't get to recruit.
Yeah.
I get what I get. Here the rest. Here's the menu items. Make something of it. So if I know what I'm doing, it doesn't matter what talent I get. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's helpful if I get a stud. If I get an absolute beast, wonderful, cool. That'll help me. But I better know how to win without that because my job is reliant upon it.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, that's why it's crucial. You got to be able to. You got to be able to like make some chicken salad out of your chicken, you know what, but then also you got to make sure when you decide to make that big leap and want to kind of go start, you know, trying to make caviar and all that, really try to go out there, you got to make sure that you have a winning piece. I think money is well spent when you're able to go and pull up next to Nick Saban, you know, so forth and so on with the identity, and you're able.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
To really, really make some headways. The reason why is Ohio State has, on paper, probably the best roster in the nation. Ohio State lost their identity, even though they have the most money.
Well, what did Urban do? After Trestle left, after stripped the fickle year, what did Urban do? Because Ohio State's a program that has money, but did they go out and spend to get it, or did they develop internally and then
but build back up? He had a good roster, though. I mean, the winning culture was there. What the difference is, the better question is, what didn't Ryan Day do when Urban left? Now, granted, how Urban left was not probably how he wanted to leave. He transitioned from a physical, we can outscore you if we need to, we can go play up north if we need to, if we go out to down play Alabama, we can play, you know, white knuckle. It traveled. Ryan Day, and he's trying to get back to it, went to more, I want the flash and glitz and stuff like that, and lost identity. And all of a sudden, Michigan, right, who spent rather minimal, right, in their NIL, what did they do? Continue to build on the line. And then the difference was the line allowed the speed to develop. And then now Michigan is just essentially, when you go there, you know what you're getting.
I would bounce back to Urban at Utah. Because without spending money and without going full stream,
yeah,
he streamlined. He literally did less better. He got everybody in shape. He says, we're going to be smarter and we're going to be in better shape. And then we're going to fight like hell. And that was how he built that Utah team that went undefeated, that team that went down and beat Alabama, any of those runs. And then he left it for Kyle Whittingham, yeah, who also had to relearn as people caught up to them. Right? USC's issue is that I don't care how much money you spend if you don't manage it, if you don't manage your people, it doesn't matter how you're going to have higher price problems.
Yeah.
We see that in the NFL.
Oh, well, I think USC is stuck between trying to be glitz and glamour and trying to compete against the big boys. And Did their leadership really have a plan to try to get back in the national title hunt? Nothing against Lincoln Riley, right? Nothing. I'm taking nothing away from him. But is that really how you're going to get back in the national title hunt? He's never put an emphasis on defense and special teams. It's been, we're going to try to score 60 and you can have 50. You're not going to win championships like that.
If you remember USC with Reggie and Leinart and company, Carson, those weren't, we think of them as glam and glitz.
Oh, that was a physical
right. Trojans team, yeah, offensively and defensively.
Oh yeah,
right. And so that was the evolution. That was the cycle, and then everybody else had to play catch up to that. When you became that thing that Michigan, Notre Dame, Washington couldn't play with or at that level, yeah. So then they got caught because all of the glitzy dudes wanted to be a part of it. Go be a receiver at Southern Cal. Doesn't take much. You're going to get man coverage because we're going to run the ball down your throat. Yeah. We're going to occupy linebackers and safeties for you. All you got to do is beat somebody vertical once a game, and you'll look like a Heisman candidate. Well, that's what happened. That's what happened. And yeah, then he was like, wait a minute. What happened when you got a block? What happened when they pressed you and they said, you know what? You can't run 40 times against us. Not with this group. You can't do it. Yeah. So the game cycles – I think if you know who you are as a program and you know how to coach. And this is Barry Thompson and I were talking, but we're going to talk about it tonight at 6. But we were literally talking about, they said the 5 best programs in the country return these things on a regular basis. Head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, quarterback, and strength coach. Those are the 5 that if those things remain solid at the top of a country, of a program, you're going to do better than everybody else. And that's what happened. The mid-level programs that jumped up and gained success, Kansas State, et cetera, was that when you kept those core group folks there and then bounced up, you got better. You could play in elite circles.
Yeah, and that's why what Nick Saban did probably doesn't get as much credit, because he was losing coaches left and right and coordinators left and right, and they're all head coaches now. And Kirby Smart is obviously at the top of the pecking order, and that's the hardest thing to do in this day and age of college football, because the thing that was appealing for me when I came to Nebraska was that the coaching staff didn't have a lot of turnover. Well, now if you start winning, you got to expect to lose them. I mean, heck, we are surprised we didn't lose Tony White this year. And if we play like we're supposed to, we might lose both our coordinators. That's actually a good thing. But that's why it's not only development of your players, it's development of your coaches as well. That's why coaching is a hard job to do, because you gotta all you're doing is coaching, really. Because I gotta, like, if I know my defense is good and you're top 5 or whatever, and we get into the college football playoffs, I know you're gone. I can't be mad at that, because we're a product of success. What I can be mad at is if you didn't take the time to bring Austin along, and then now I got to go outside of our thing, and now we're pretty much hoping and praying that you have the same discipline, dedication, all that. When if you did that and he was being developed, it's a little bit easier transition. That's why Alabama was able to reload.
Well, if I know what it is that I need from that new slot, that new coaching position, if I've developed one, I should be able to develop the next. And it doesn't matter that whoever's up and whoever's next,
right?
When they say next man up and next coach up, that's literally what the process is in most cases. You get in trouble again if you have bad habits and your fix is spend more money,
right? Exactly.
If your natural reaction is to spend more money to make things easier on you, not because you're good at what you do and you can develop them and it'll be worth
it. It's a little bit harder, because I don't think a lot of head coaches are looking at it like Nick Saban or Kirby Smart.
No.
Shoot, look at the Devaney Center. Yeah. How many assistants has Nebraska volleyball lost last decade under John
Kirk? Right. Well, still rolling. You know, I'm looking at my news feed and Jalen is all over it. He's leading the USA, you know, gold medal volleyball team.
Yeah.
It's the thing, right? That your program is so good at developing organization structure and operation that other people pull from yours.
Right.
And in the greatest sport that there is that's going, they're pulling Nebraska folks. They're pulling the young girls. They're pulling the veterans. They're pulling the alumni.
Yeah.
And they're pulling the coaches.
Yeah. But the hard part is, there's not many places that you're able to go pull from. You're actually guessing, and you've seen that sometimes with the Patriots. When you try to get Josh McDaniels is good at one place, Foxborough. Everywhere else, he's hot garbage. Right, Austin?
I don't know. He never coached
Indy. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP, old school. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.